This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. Yesterday I opened up the topic of peacemakers because I said in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus gave these words, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the sons of God." That's Matthew 5 verse 9. So what exactly is a peacemaker? It's someone who strives to make peace. Peace is something that just won't happen automatically. It's got to be It must be actively made because it won't happen by chance. Someone's put it like this: hatred looks for a victim, the man of war throws stones, and the peacemaker builds a bridge out of the stones. Now, I think that's an excellent definition of what a peacemaker does. And I would take it one step further and say that we can never be true peacemakers in our world until we've made our peace with God. So real peace is impossible to make without the help of Almighty God. So what I'm saying here is that you can't spread peace if you're at war inside. And the only way to have inner peace is to make your peace with God through faith in His Son, Jesus Christ. It's God's will that we live in a peaceful world. He is the God of peace, not conflict. It was Haddon Robinson who used to say, "No peace will exist between nations until peace reigns in each country. And no country will have peace until peace dwells within the people. And no people will have peace until they surrender to the Prince of Peace." And I like that. Here's the key to all of this. When we know Jesus Christ as Lord and Saviour, we have peace because we know the Prince of Peace for ourselves, Jesus as a personal Saviour living in our lives. So nothing can ever take His place. If you know the peace of God in your life, you will truly be a peacemaker because you know the author of peace. So what I'm saying is you can't be a peacemaker in your own strength or ingenuity. But what happens in life when you face conflict of some kind and there's no peace? Now, that can happen very quickly. But there's something that Jesus said. If you're offering your gift at the altar and there you remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First go and be reconciled to your brother and then come and offer your gift. That's from Matthew 5. In other words, Jesus is saying, take the initiative, make the first move, plan a face-to-face meeting because that's the best way to resolve a problem. With someone face-to-face, it mightn't be easy, but it's the best way. And that's why the scripture says in Philippians 2:4, look out for each other's interests, not just your own. Now, does that mean that my feelings and interests are not important? No, it means that we should try to understand and then to be understood. And that's good advice because to make peace happen, we have to try and see the other person's point of view. So when there's conflict, concentrate on the problem, not the person. And again, the Bible has some good advice from Proverbs 15:1. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but harsh words stir up anger. In other words, engage your mind before you engage your mouth in anger. So what about this matter of cooperation? Do as much as you can to get on with people, especially those who are difficult to get on with. Build that bridge to that person and cooperate with them as far as possible without sacrificing your own convictions. And there's the lovely word here is reconciliation. To reconcile means to make an effort to repair or to establish a relationship that's broken. I think Martin Luther King Jr. was a great example of non-violent confrontation back in the 60s in times of terrible riots. And Martin Luther King Jr. believed nothing good ever came out of violence. And he took as his example Jesus, who did not retaliate when he was provoked. So if we take seriously the words of Jesus about being active peacemakers, I think there are two things that could happen. We'll be happy, we'll be satisfied because we're at peace ourselves. We know the author of peace. So only true peacemakers experience happiness. And the good news is, of course, that we are the sons and daughters of God. That's what Jesus said. People who are away from God, we need to help them to understand that they too can become the children of God. And that's what the Sermon on the Mount, when Jesus was talking, life here is not perfect. There'll always be some sort of issue or opinion, difference of opinion. But with the help of God, we can deal truthfully with each other in that spirit of love and reconciliation. Well, Heavenly Father, we thank you for moments when you are near, when we sense your presence. May that be so today as we try to be peacemakers. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.